Good day and welcome to the Fondul Proprietatea 2018 Annual Results Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Marius Dan. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome everyone to our conference call to discuss the 2018 annual results as well as the January 2019 net asset value development. Johan Meyer, CEO of Franklin Templeton Investment Management, UK Bucharest Branches Investment Manager of Fondul Proprietatea, Cătălin Cadaru, Head of Financial Reporting, and myself are pleased to host today's call. The 2018 annual results report can be found on the fund's website in the Investor Relations section, and the presentation that we'll be discussing shortly was also sent out to you earlier today. The slides are also available on our website at www.fondulproprietatea.ro in the results presentation section. After the presentation, we'll have a 30-minute Q&A session. As a reminder, the conference call is being recorded, and the recording will be available on the fund's website after the call. That being the agenda, I turn to Johan to start off with the call.
Thanks, Marius, and good afternoon, everyone, and good morning to those joining us from the U.S. and Canada. I'm pleased to share with you the highlights of 2018, as well as the NAV figures for the end of January 2019. I'd like to start with slide 3 of the presentation, where we highlight the key facts about the fund. At the end of January, the fund's NAV was 9.88 billion RON, or about $2.4 billion, and the NAV per share reached 1.3692 RON per share, which is 2.9% lower compared to the 31 December 2018 NAV. This was primarily due to an adjustment in the valuation of Hidroelectrica, and we will discuss this in more detail later in the presentation. Part of the impact of this was offset by the positive performance of the listed companies during January. The discount to NAV as of yesterday's close was 39.7% on the Bucharest Stock Exchange, and 40.6% on the London Stock Exchange. On the right-hand side, you can see the evolution of the fund's adjusted share price and the discount since the fund's listing in January 2011. Although we've been able to generate positive NAV and share price returns in 2018, the increase in the discount level registered at the end of the year was directly influenced by the Emergency Ordinance 114, also referred to as the REIT tax, as published as a draft on the Ministry of Public Finance's website on 18 December, and approved by the Romanian government on 21 December 2018. This targeted the electricity, gas, telecommunications, and banking sectors, as well as the private pension funds, also known as Pillar 2, which led to an abrupt deterioration of investor sentiment and, of course, a negative market reaction. Moving on to slide 4, we show the fund's shareholders' structure as of 31 January 2019. The main change during January was the cancellation of 74 million treasury shares bought back during the 8th buyback program. On slides 5 and 6, we present changes in the valuations of the unlisted companies, which were reflected in the 31 December 2018 NAV report compared to the previous NAV as of 29 November 2018. The independent valuations were performed with the support of KPMG, and the overall impact was an 8.4% increase in the 31 December 2018 NAV, in other words, 474.9 million RON, which was mostly driven by an increase in the valuation of Hidroelectrica. However, following the adoption on 21 December of OUG 114, the valuation for Hidroelectrica was adjusted at the request of the fund's auditors, starting with the 31 January 2019 NAV to 3.885 billion RON, down 9.1% compared to 31 December 2018 NAV. I will elaborate on the methodology shortly. On slide 7, we show a summary of the NAV, share price and GDR performances since 2011, and the evolution of the fund's average annual discount since its listing on the Bucharest Stock Exchange. We are pleased that we managed to generate positive returns on the NAV and on the share price for our shareholders, despite the 6.2% drop in the fund's share price in December. The NAV total return in 2018 was 19.9%. The total return for the local shares was 9.9%, while the total return for the GDRs was negative 1.9%, mostly driven by the dollar strength versus the euro. During January 2019, the negative effects of the REIT tax led to an 8.8% decrease of the share price and a 6.7% decrease of the GDR price. The 2.9% decrease in the NAV was driven by the adjustment of the valuation of Hidroelectrica and offset by the positive performance of the listed part of the fund's portfolio. The discount level remains excessively high in our view, and our efforts to reduce it significantly below the current levels will continue in 2019 and beyond. On the next slide, slide 8 and 9, we show the contributors to the fund's NAV performance in the fourth quarter as well as for the entire year of 2018. In the fourth quarter, the main performers were the unlisted companies Hidroelectrica and Bucharest Airports, following the valuation updates made as at the end of December. The main detractor for the period was OMV Petrom, following the negative market reaction to the greed tax. The NL companies are among the quarter's detractors as well, following the revised valuations given the reduction in the regulated rate of return from 7.7% down to 5.7% for the upcoming five-year regulatory period. Total NAV performance during the fourth quarter was positive 4.05%. For the entire year, the top performers were Hidroelectrica, OMV Petrom, Bucharest Airports, Nuclear Electrica, and Sorum. The bottom performers were the NL distribution companies, Shell, Tenya, and Poștă Romană. Total NAV performance for the entire year was 13.9%. In the next section, we would like to give an update on the fund's portfolio. Moving on to slide 11, we show the portfolio structure as at the end of January. 71% in unlisted companies, 24% in listed equities, and 5% in net cash and receivables, or 495 million RON, or almost $120 million. In the next slide, 12, we show the listed versus unlisted split of the portfolio, of the fund's portfolio. The largest listed company remains OMV Petrom, while Hidroelectrica remains the largest holding. I would like to highlight that we also published today the fund's detailed statement of investments as of 31 December 2018, which is available on the fund's website in the investment section. At the same time, I would like to invite you to check the Interactive Analyst Center for easily downloadable financial information. On slide 13, we present the top 10 portfolio companies as at 31 December 2019, representing now almost 90% of the fund's NAV, while Hidroelectrica, OMV Petrom, and Bucharest Airports represent just over 66% of the fund's NAV. On slide 14, we show a summary of the 2018 preliminary financial results for some of the main portfolio companies. Overall, we continue to see improvements in the profitability for these companies due to the favorable macroeconomic environment, strong consumer confidence and spending, as well as the favorable oil and electricity price environment. Notably, Hidroelectrica and Sorom have reached record high profits in 2018. The best performer is OMV Petrom, with an impressive net result increasing by just over 4 billion RON for the year, an increase over 63% compared to 2017. These results give us significant visibility on the fund's dividend income for the 2019 financial year, which would be distributed to shareholders in the summer of 2020. And based on the current structure of the portfolio, we would expect higher overall income given that the government has constructed the 2019 budget on the assumption of a 90% payout ratio from the state-owned entities and a 30% payout out of the available cash as at the end of 2018 to be distributed to shareholders 60 days after the approval of the company's annual financial statements. Given the decreasing number of shares as a result of our buybacks, this should be positive for the expected per-share dividend income. On slide 15, we provide further details on Hidroelectrica. The company continued to deliver strong results in 2018, with a preliminary unaudited net profit increasing by approximately 14% to 1.55 billion RON compared to the previous year. This is below our expectations, but it should be borne in mind that it reflects a provision of 477 million RON for cancelled non-core investments. The company's gross cash position was 2.55 billion RON at the end of the year. Turnover increased to 4.25 billion RON from 3.25 billion in 2017, whereas electricity production increased by over 22% to 16.9 terawatt hours. Outstanding results come on the back of higher overall electricity prices and increased production on the back of good hydrology. Furthermore, on 19 December 2018, the company's shareholders approved 687 million RON special dividend distribution. As a result, the fund received in January a dividend of 137 million RON. Regarding the corporate governance implementation, I would like to mention that the company's shareholders approved during the shareholder meeting held on the 5th of February a 7-member board with a 4-year mandate, and the fund has retained one board seat. The selection of the board members was conducted by the Ministry of Energy according to the corporate governance provisions. On slide 16, we present an update on the valuation methodology for the fund's stake in Hidroelectrica, as well as details on the adjustment included in the fund's NAV in January 2019 compared to the valuation report included in the December 2018 NAV. The updated valuation for January 2019 was based on an EBITDA multiple established based on international peer group as of 30 September 2018, which is then applied to a normalized level of the EBITDA. A net cash position as of September 2018, adjusted for the special dividend approved in December 2018, and an additional discount for lack of marketability applied to the estimated value of Fondul's minority stake. The market multiple valuations results have been cross-checked using a DCF model. Just a point of clarification from me, the valuation that I was referring to was actually for the December 2018 NAV. Now, moving on to the impact from the December 2018 OUG, the company's valuation has been adjusted based on the three probability scenarios with the following parameters. The volume of electricity sold on the regulated market for the January 2020 to February 2022 period, up to 65% of electricity output, as mentioned in the UNRE Order 10 of 2019, has been applied to a prudent level of expected production. Price on the regulated market was computed based on the methodology as announced by UNRE and using Hidroelectrica's cost base. Limited increases over the 3-year horizon have been assumed to account for the increased cost of production. And then price for the competitive market, depending on the scenario, some increases of the realized market prices were assumed compared to the initial case. Also, it's assumed that the provisions of the ordinance regarding electricity generators will expire as stated by the OUG starting with March 2022. A downward adjustment of 9.8%, values are stake in Hidroelectrica at 3.885 billion RON. We are now awaiting for the quantity of electricity to be supplied on the regulated market and the price from the energy regulator. And once that has been released, we will be in a position to initiate legal steps against the UNRE orders in an attempt to block the effects of this clearly anti-competitive measure to cap electricity prices. On slide 17, we present the main updates on OMV Petrom, the fund's second largest holding. The company reported impressive results for 2018 due to the higher oil prices and higher electricity sales volumes, lower production costs and exploration expenses. Sales increased to 22.5 billion RON, up over 16% compared to 2017. Operating profit was 5.2 billion, over 59% higher compared to the prior year, and net profit increased to 4.1 billion RON, which is 63% increase compared to 2017. The company announced that it is revising its growth and investment plans as a direct result of the instability of the legal framework, with a focus on the recent fiscal changes. Average daily production is expected to decline by around 5% in 2019. Regarding the Black Sea exploration, the company announced that the current legislative environment does not provide the necessary prerequisites for a multi-billion dollar investment decision, but dialogue with authorities continue. The company also published its recommendation for a dividend of 0.027 RON per share, representing roughly an 8% yield based on the current market price. On the next slide, 18, we present the main provisions of the emergency ordinance approved on 21 December 2018 by the Romanian government, as previously mentioned, targeting the electricity, gas, telecommunications, banking, and private pension sectors. I would like to underline once again that we continue to carefully analyze the impact of this ordinance and the related secondary legislation specifically related to the energy companies on INRAE orders, and will take any necessary legal steps to defend the value of the fund's portfolio companies. Moving to the corporate action section on slide 20, we present our proposal to shareholders regarding the dividend distribution for the 2018 financial year. 654.85 million RON gross dividend distribution, in other words, 0.0903 cents per share, implying a yield of 10.62% based on the market price as at 14 February 2019. The ex-date will be 7 June 2019. The 10th of June 2019 will be the registration date, and we anticipate the 1st of July 2019 being the payment date. The proposal is on the agenda of the annual shareholders meeting to be held on the 4th of April at the Radisson Blu Hotel in Bucharest, starting with 11 a.m. Bucharest time. On slide 21, we outline the fund's distribution since we have started managing the fund. In 2018, we have made the highest distribution so far, 1.87 billion RON. For 2019, we show the estimated gross dividend distribution to be implemented following the shareholders' approval and the share buybacks as of 8 February. Total distributions to buybacks and cash since we started managing the fund would thus amount to 11.88 billion RON or $3.26 billion. On slide 22, we outline the details of the fund's latest buyback programs. We started the 10th buyback program for 750 million shares to be executed throughout 2019 in January of this year. The cancellation of the remaining treasury shares acquired during the 9th buyback program ended on 31 December 2018, and this is on the agenda of the annual shareholder meeting on the 4th of April. On slide 23, we include details on the fund's annual net dividends and dividend payout ratios for the top 10 portfolio companies as of 31 December 2018. On the next slide, 24, we show a summary of the total dividend income received from portfolio companies in the last 5 years. The fund's dividend income for the company's 2017 financial year is 566 million RON, while the special dividends received from Hidroelectrica, Bucharest Airport, and Nuclear Electrica amount to 199.5 million RON. If approved by shareholders, the dividend to be distributed starting the 1st of July 2019 would imply a 10.6% yield based on yesterday's closing price. On slide 25, we include the upcoming investor relations events where we look forward to meeting some of you. I hope that you will also be able to join us for Investor Days in London on 27 and 28 February, or the Central Eastern Europe Day in New York that we will organize on the 5th and 6th of June 2019. On the following slide, 26, we present the main points on the agenda of the 4th of April shareholders meeting. One, the approval of several amendments to the Constitutive Act for implementing the latest changes in the legislation and Brexit implementation. The cancellation of 1.48 billion treasury shares acquired by Fondo Proprietatea during the 9th buyback program, and the decrease of the subscribed share capital from 4.7 billion RON to 3.95 billion. The presentation of the performance report prepared by the fund manager, the Board of Nominees presentation of the review report and the Board of Nominees annual report for 2018, the approval of the annual report of the fund manager, the approval of the net profit allocation registered for the financial year 2018, and the approval of the value of the gross dividend of 0.0903 RON per share. The approval to cover the negative reserves incurred in the 2018 financial year derived from the cancellation of the treasury shares. The fund's 2018 financial results are presented on slides 28 and 29, and I would like to invite Kathleen Kadaru, Head of Financial Reporting, to comment.
Thank you, Johan. So on the slide 28, you can see the summary of the statement of financial position, the audited amounts, and the most important developments relate to a decrease in the cash and cash equivalents position due to the corporate events that happened during the 2018 financial year, mainly the tender offer that was settled during February. Another point to mention is that the dividend receivable showed for 2018 relates to Hidroelectrica, and this was fully cashed during January 2019, while for the equity investment portfolio, we can notice a slight increase, mainly driven by the increase in the valuation of Hidroelectrica. Moving on to slide 29, we can see the statement of comprehensive income. The fund closed the books for 2018 with a positive profit of 935 million RON, the main driver for this profit being the dividend income that includes both annual and special dividends received from the portfolio companies. Other than that, there are no other significant developments for the profit and loss, and I revert back to Mark.
Thanks, Johan and Cătălin. At this point, we would like to open it up for any questions that you have.
If you would like to ask a question, please press the star or the asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. Again, it is star 1 to ask a question. We will now take our first question from Christian Jacob from Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello. I want to congratulate you, first of all, for your result of 2018. I'd like to ask you a question like the following. In December last year, you are almost at the border to overrun the rule related to listed company. I mean, the weight in the total portfolio. Do you have any strategic approach to somehow consolidate the weight of the listed company in the total portfolio? I will add to this question the fact that you have contracted a revolving credit line from BRD and the destination for that facility is for other activities than the investment. So can you give us some idea about the strategy in this regard? Thank you.
Let me start with the credit facility. As you rightly mentioned, the use of the credit facility excludes the provision of making new investments. Therefore, should be able to be utilized for operational expenses and the like. So we are not in a position to use this to increase the investments in the listed component of the portfolio. So as at the end of December 2018, the listed component of the portfolio was around 22.7% of total NAV. Obviously, this was driven by significant market movements during the month on the back of the announced legislative changes, as we discussed in the comments earlier in the call. There are two different scenarios. There are no immediate implications if there is a passive breach. In other words, if the listed component of the portfolio drops below 20% because of actions or events beyond our control. In other words, market movements such as we saw in December, we would have to disclose the breach to the regulator. And would obviously have to discuss at that point in time potential remedies for the scenario. Thanks to the evolution of the listed component of the portfolio in 2019, I think the market has recovered to some extent at least, bearing in mind still considerable uncertainty on the implementation of the legislation. And now the listed component of the portfolio is over 24%, so significant headroom still in the listed component of the portfolio. What we cannot do is actively breach the 20% provision. In other words, we're not in a position to sell the listed equities below the 20% line, and this is obviously not something that we are considering doing.
And from a strategy perspective, as we've disclosed in the past, we don't, especially given where the current discount is, we are not going to go into the market to buy shares in order to increase the listed part of the portfolio. We want to make that clear.
Yeah, and again, with a discount in the region of 40%, the accretion for shareholders is considerable if we continue our efforts with the buyback program. So at this point in time, making full use of the buyback program is a key consideration for us.
I see. Thank you.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Stefan Lungu from Wood Company.
Thank you for the presentation, guys. Just a quick one on regulations. As we understand it now, quantities delivered to the regulated market by producers are setting a price ascending order. Would you interpret this as hydro delivering 65% of production from 2020 onwards? And what would be the next key dates in terms of methodology? Like, when is the final version meant to be published? Are changes still being discussed in Parliament at the moment for the whole methodology? I guess that's all from my side. Thank you.
Yeah, so changes are being discussed pretty much on a daily basis, depending on the commentator. I think you hear a new version of potential amendments pretty much, as I said, on a daily basis. So we are operating in an extremely uncertain environment as regards the final implications of OUG 114. In terms of the ascending costs as it relates to Hidroelectrica, certainly they are the lowest cost producer of electricity on the Romanian market. At this point in time, we don't have a firm view on whether they will be required to supply 65%, a full 65% as established in UNRE's methodology. But certainly, this is one of the scenarios that was taken into consideration with the updated valuation for Hidroelectrica that we applied to the January 2019 NAV. So it is a possibility, but quite frankly, until we have the final order from UNRE, we simply don't know. In terms of timeline, we expect this to be published in the next few days.
Thank you very much. That's very helpful.
There are no further questions from the phone, but again, as a reminder, please press star 1. As there are no further questions from the phone, I'll now turn the call back to your host for any additional or closing remarks. Another question has come through. Would you like to take the question that's come through?
Yes.
This question comes from Iluna Kayabraga from Danske Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi. Just one quick question. You were intending, I mean, in the last call, you were saying something about the transaction with Hidroelectrica. What are your plans going forward? I guess nothing will happen now, but what are your plans now, basically, with Hidroelectrica?
Well,
and
clearly, both very valid questions. Clearly, the uncertainty of the environment that we are operating in at the moment makes it extremely difficult to conclude any transactions because any potential buyer at this point in time does not know what the financial implications of the legislation will be. So currently we are reassessing the situation. We continue with our efforts to realize value from Hidroelectrica for the medium to longer term. In other words, a strategic review of the holding in Hidroelectrica. Of course, for the longer term, this also includes the possibility of efforts to lift the company. But concluding a sale transaction in this environment is extremely difficult. What I can, however, say is that we did have a very firm interest in the asset, which is very supportive of our views and prospects of the company for the long term. As regards Salrom, pretty much a repeat of comments in Hidroelectrica. The regulatory, legislative, and political environment needs to be considerably more stable for investors to commit significant amounts of capital to strategic investments in Romania at this point in time. With regards to portfolio investments, however, I think there are clear movements in valuations that we've experienced in recent months. And the dividends that are being paid by certainly the unlisted companies we can see in our portfolio, and the dividends paid by the listed companies, as mentioned, for example, Petrom, provide considerable and attractive yields to investors. However, reiterating again, the potential impact of OUG 114 may have an impact on the profitability of the companies in 2019 and beyond, which will potentially affect dividends in latter years.
And one more thing regarding the distribution of reserves, the 35% in the OUG. Have you made any estimates for Hidroelectrica how much they could distribute as a special dividend, basically?
Well, they have basically at the end of the year 2.55 billion RON in cash, and their profitability for the year was in the preliminary unaudited results was around 1.55 billion. Depending, of course, on what the state may also request, we would expect a sizable portion of the reserves to be distributed, but we're not at a point where we can provide clear guidance.
Okay, thank you.
We now have a follow-up question from Stefan Lungu from Wood Company. Please go ahead.
One more on the favorite topic of the day. Would you say that the current version of the unread draft on the quantities to be delivered, does it differ materially from how the regulated market was functioning in 2017 and before? Do you see material changes from that? Thank you.
No, the methodology is very similar to what we had under the previous regulatory environment. It seems that UNRE was caught almost as much as by surprise as the rest of the market by this piece of legislation and will have had very limited time to reinvent the wheel as such. So it's pretty much a re-implementation of the previous methodology.
Thank you very much.
As there are no further questions, I'll now turn the call back to your host for any additional or closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call and for everybody attending. I would like to use the opportunity to thank the team here in Bucharest that have prepared the results, the presentation, and the financials for 2018 under an environment of considerable uncertainty. So I would like to thank them for their sterling efforts and work. It's highly appreciated. And hopefully we will be able to use this to much success of our shareholders going forward.
Yeah, and thanks everyone for the time today. We look forward to meeting as many of you in London at our investor days. Our largest portfolio companies will be there as well with the top management teams. And by then, we will hopefully have a lot more clarity and visibility on the ordinance 114. That being said, of course, any questions that you may have in the meantime, feel free to reach out to us. Have a good weekend and speak soon.
That will conclude today's call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.